This is the Iowa Business Report, Wednesday edition, presented by Iowa History Journal. The March-April issue features heroes from Iowa in the Battle of Shiloh. More at iowahistoryjournal.com. The final federal budget bill was passed early Saturday morning. While noting it was far from a perfect process, 3rd District Congressman Zach Nunn noted it was an improvement from the recent past.
You know, this is kind of how D.C. does business. It's one of the things that's very frustrating. I am grateful that we've got not only a good team working through this, but we've been working a lot of these issues for, the past several months. The reality here is that Congress has had a hard time passing budgets for, over a decade now. And so I'm happy to see that we're actually moving the appropriations bills through, that we're largely ready to go back in the fall. The reality here is that we've been able to do a couple of things that I think are really important on this. An area where I put a lot of emphasis in was getting a 5.2% pay increase for our military members. That's one of the largest pay increases that we've seen in a very long time. But we're also making substantial cuts to the way the federal government does business, including a $200 billion overall cut, cut legislative branch, cut labor, health and human services, and ultimately pull back nearly $20 billion from the administration's attempt to supercharge the IRS by trying to hire 85,000 new bureaucrats. So we're making cuts in the right area, and we're investing in the things I think are really important, our national defense and our border security.
Zach Nunn is a Republican representing Iowa's 3rd Congressional District. The Iowa Business Report is presented today by Iowa History Journal. 6 issues a year filled with stories of Iowa's amazing past. More at iowahistoryjournal.com. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.